so glad to see you. I got your letter, and, well, here I am. Oh, what's the matter? Why do you look so confused? Was I late or something? No. I couldn't be. I'm right on time. Exactly when you said to show up. Yeah, see? Right here. Just where you wrote it. I even waited outside just to make sure I wasn't early. Just in case you were setting something up for me. Who am I? I thought you knew. We shared, like, 3 courses last semester, and I'm in your rhetoric course this semester. We never talked or anything, but we were within eyeshot of each other, you know? Don't you remember me? Oh, guess not, then. So, this whole love letter thing and the secret meeting after class wasn't for me? But I thought that you... It was right in the corner on the floor by my seat. I always sit there. You had to know, right? You left it right where I would see it. Why else would it be there? A mistake? But... Wait, hear me out for a second. Even if the letter wasn't really meant for me, can we still try out the dating stuff, please? I was really looking forward to that. The moment I read that letter and realized what it meant, I've never been happier. I thought I'd never get attention like that. I needed that so much more than I realized. The things you wrote, my heart was pounding just at the thought. I just felt really special for once. So I didn't want to screw this up. I wanted this to be my moment. Look at me. I tried my best to look presentable. I dressed up all pretty. Wore things I thought you'd like. I even brushed out my hair. It took me a while with all the tangles, but I did it. Just to look nice for tonight. For you. So, please. Okay, well, why not? It's not my fault that you didn't just send a text. Wanted to be all old-fashioned and write a letter? You didn't even put a name on this, so how was I supposed to know it was for someone else? Well, finders keepers. I'm the one who got your letter, not her. That other girl's not coming anytime soon, so in the meantime, you can just take me on a date instead. Still no? But you haven't even given me a chance! Come on, what's wrong with me? Am I too shy for you? I can assert myself. I can learn how to be more confident. Did I come on too strong? I can be nonchalant and unbothered too. Or maybe you like the energetic, passionate types? I'm definitely that as well. You think I'm being creepy? Well, I'll try to be better. I can be normal and give you a healthy amount of space if that's what you really want. I can change, please. Any way you want me, I'll fit into whatever you want me to be. I'll do anything for you, I promise. Just please give me a chance. I'll show you. Still. But I... Fine, I get it. No, no, I understand it now. You just want someone that looks good. That's it, huh? I'm just not pretty enough for you, right? Just because you don't give a fuck about people's personality, and just because I don't fit society's stupid fucking standards, you don't think I'm worthy of your attention, huh? Is that it? It's always the fucking same! Every single time. People always want to judge based off of looks first. They never give a girl like me a chance. Nobody ever wants to examine what's underneath a normie like you. You'd never know what it's like to be me. You can't even fathom all the judgment, the torment, the humiliation, everything I have to endure on a daily basis. Just God, you have it so easy. I really thought you were different. I had my hopes up. I was already thinking of what I'd say when I met your parents, or how I'd tell people the story of how we met. Because this, all of this is, it was so romantic. It gave you something to be excited for. It was literally perfect. Everything I've ever wanted. But God forbid a woman dare to dream. Where do you think you're going? I'm in the middle of something! Aren't you listening? Wait, don't go! I know you're probably really weirded out, but I can't help it. I don't have anyone else to talk to about this. Nobody ever gives me the gratitude of listening to me, to sit down and help me through this. They all just ignore me and treat me like I'm the scum of the earth. I'm so tired of being treated like that. I don't want it to happen again. I know I'm not perfect, but can you at least just let me explain myself? Let me tell my story for once. Please, can you stay with me, please? No, wait, I'll fucking... Ugh. Stop. Look what I have. I collect knives in my spare time. I brought my favorite one along to show off and do a few tricks, in case you were into that sort of stuff. I wasn't planning on using it to hurt anybody. But I know what'll happen if you go right now. You'll go and tell your friends about the unassuming loner that turned out to be a weirdo freak. And God, I'm already at rock bottom, but things would get so much worse. I know I'll never fucking recover if you talk, and word of this gets around. So if you take another step out, I'll just snap. I wouldn't hesitate to do something drastic. And it'd be all your fault. If you know what's good for both you and me, then you'll close that door and come back here. Wow. That worked. I mean, good. Only to be expected. You wouldn't be so stupid as to just walk out on me like that. Especially when you realize that you're not the one with control over the situation anymore. Now, get closer. You're gonna help me with something. Come here. Sit down. Spread your legs. No. I'm not in the mood for a little heart-to-heart anymore. Yeah, I'm serious. This is really happening. This is the closest I've ever gotten with anyone. And I know this is the one chance I'm ever gonna get. I'm not gonna let this slip away. You were so close to leaving already, so I'm skipping right to the action. Why do I need to convince you so much? Aren't you glad you're still getting laid? After all, this is what you expect after a good date, right? You don't give a fuck about a genuine connection, or being compatible, or having a future together. All you want is a pretty thing to get you off by the end of it. Is that why you're so reluctant? You just think I'm not up to your caliber? Then I'm not worthy enough to be in your presence. If that's your problem, then maybe you can just close your eyes and imagine I'm whatever skank you wanted instead. Otherwise, just shut up and just stop quivering. I'd rather not have to cut these clothes off of you. Wow, you're really fucking scared, aren't you? This is a whole new feeling, having someone completely at my mercy, trembling so much all because of me. God, calm down! I'm not actually gonna cut you. Yet. Well, who knows? Maybe if you're exceptionally well-behaved, I'll let you off without a scratch. The only damage I'm planning on doing is to your ego. Knock you down a peg or two. Maybe then you'll really see me as a person worthy of the same dignity as you. Because I still deserve happiness. I still deserve respect. I still deserve to know what love feels like too, you know? And if it takes a little manual persuasion to get that, then I'll persuade the fuck out of you. Huh? Is it supposed to look like that? Like, isn't it supposed to be hard or something? Okay, how was I supposed to know that? Do you really expect me to know that it gets soft sometimes? I've never seen a dick outside of porn. In my mind, they're always hard. I'm always picturing it like that. I thought guys just hit them really well. Whatever, I'll study some more on my own time. Right now, I just need you to get hard. Which shouldn't be that difficult. My mouth is watering already. I just want to touch it and lick it. So good. The taste, the smell, everything about you. This is what I've been missing out on all this time. It's just, I can't get enough of it. Feeling your cock get harder in my mouth. Never knew that's how it felt. But I fucking love it. Mm-hmm. Shit. How was that? It felt good. Cut me some slack, okay? I know I'm bad at this. I've never done this stuff before. I'm just practicing. But your lack of enthusiasm isn't really helping. I'm really putting in work here, you know? It'd be nice if you recognized that and stopped trying to squirm away from me. This isn't just for my pleasure. I'm trying to make you feel good, too. And unless you start being willing and compliant with me, then it won't get any better. Now, stay still. I want to try something out. Don't get so tense. I'm just grabbing onto your legs for support. And I think it goes like this. Holy fuck. Oh, I knew it was probably harder than it looked, but wow! Those girls make it look so easy. Let me try again. I've got it this time. Shit. I didn't even get all that deep. How do people do this stuff? And for so long, too. My jaw's already hurting. Don't fucking laugh at me. You think this is funny? I'll fucking gut you. Oh, don't try that shit with me. I could tell. Trust me, I know. I know the look when someone's about to make fun of me. Sorry that I'm not super good at this shit like the nymphomaniacs you're used to. Some women like to keep their dignity, you know? Maybe that's a concept you're not familiar with, but I am. I haven't slept around enough to know how to give head properly, okay? So shut up! I'm trying my best. This is too much. I thought I'd had it down, but when your dick started twitching, it felt so weird. I think twitching means it's good, but I'm just not used to it. It was just jumping all around in my mouth. Oh, it felt so alive. I wish I didn't have a gag reflex now, because I don't think I can do this anymore. Especially not while you're being such a judgmental ass about it. Mouth stuff is so complicated. At least it tasted nice. And it felt good, I guess. And you're really hard now, too. So it wasn't all for nothing. makes this next part way easier. Yeah, we're still going. Come on. Did you really think I was going to be satisfied with that? I didn't go through all of this effort just to suck your dick a little bit. I want to lose my fucking virginity. Nobody else wants to take mine, so I'm going to make you take it. Aren't you thrilled? You're going to be my first everything. First dick sucked, first fuck, first kid. Oh, wait. Forgot about that one. Come here. God, stop. Stop turning your head. Let me just get this one, all right? It's just a kiss. I literally had your dick in my mouth a few seconds ago. Why are you fussing over a kiss so much? There we go. Gotcha. And... finally, jeez! Check that one off the list. Only one thing left to do now. Wait. Actually, can you look away? Or, like, close your eyes? Just for this! You can open your eyes after! Yeah, that's fine. I'll just hurry up with this. Sorry. I have to tie you down. I just don't trust you enough. I can't have you running off on me while my guard is down, you know? And I gotta put this right over your eyes. Just to make sure you won't be able to judge me on how I look underneath. Gonna tie this up and... done. Phew. All right. This is way less stressful now. And plus, you look so much prettier with a blindfold on. Sorry. I just want to enjoy this while I can, you know? It's not every day that I get to have the cute guy from my classes naked and tied up. And when else am I going to have a chance to just... drag the edge of this knife right across your chest? Oh, God, those goosebumps. Stay calm, because otherwise, one wrong move, one breath too hard, and the tip of my balisong might just pierce your soft skin. That's right. Breathe for me. In and out. Slowly keep that breathing steady. I can tell you want to squirm so badly, but you're actually being careful. I could seriously just sit here and listen to you breathing like that for hours. I really don't think you understand how much this means to me. This scene, this whole moment, I never would have imagined this genuinely happening up until now. This has all just been a wild, unattainable fantasy. But you made it real. I love you for that, you know? So please don't hate me for any of this. Don't hate me for wanting what I've never been able to get. Relax a little. Don't be so tense. I'm gonna do all the work, okay? You might have more experience, but I still want to take control. I can't learn if I don't try and all that. Fuck. I'm not nervous. I'm not. I'm not shaking. I'm ready for this. Oh my God, it's so hard. This thing is really, really supposed to go in me. No, I'm not scared. I got this. This is nothing. I just have to rub against it a little, get myself prepared, and I'll be okay for the rest. Yeah? Is that good? I'll just take that as a yes. I couldn't really catch that. I can't believe this is how my first time is gonna go. I'm sure you want this to end real quickly already, so I don't want to take up more of your time. I would have preferred this be all sweet and sensual, but I'll stop teasing you now. I think I know when I've overstayed my welcome.
A condom? Oh, yeah. I forgot. I brought a bunch of those. It's fine. We won't be using any of them anyways. I'm gonna take you in raw. I need you to come inside me. Because after this is all said and done, I don't want to be left with just the memory of this happening, of me losing my virginity. I need irrefutable evidence. I need to show the world that I fucking did it, that I finally got what I've wanted for so long. I need you to fucking knock me up. You understand, right? It's a little selfish, yeah, but I'd never forgive myself if I left without making this unforgettable. And it's not like it'll be any different for you. You're gonna come regardless. So, why not just do it inside me? Hello? You there? You stopped breathing for a second there. Are you all right? I'm sure you understand. Say nothing if you're okay with all that. Great conversation. I'm glad you agree. Well, if you're gonna sit there, then I'll just let your cock do the talking instead. And, geez, it's saying a lot right now. I think it really wants to go inside me. It's so excited. I'm honored, you know? I'd never think it'd be so hard for me. I promise. I won't disappoint. Let me just put it in. Oh my god. I don't even think I put the whole thing in yet, but fuck. Is this how a real dick feels? I feel so full already. I still need to sink down a little more for the rest. Fuck, it's actually happening. Holy shit, it's hitting so deep. Feel that? Feel my pussy fully clamping down on you? You'll never have someone as tight as me again. You should feel really special. Going where only my fingers and my toys have gone. It feels so fucking hot. And it's throbbing so much. This is really the best. Oh, I'm so mad it took me this long to feel how good this was. But I guess it makes it all the better that I'm having my first time with you. I'll start moving soon. Just, God, having your whole length in me is already so much. If you could just stop shivering. I need you to be steady so I can start writing you. If you're cold, then I'll just hold on to you like this. And now, I'm doing it. I'm fucking you. I'm losing my virginity to you. Oh, this is everything I've ever dreamed of. Oh, everything I've ever wanted. All mine. Oh. I'll never be the same girl I was before this. I'll never be the
fucking loser virgin anymore. I'll finally get the recognition I deserve, all because I found that stupid fucking letter of yours and took things into my own hands. All on my own. I made this happen. I did something. For once, I'll never forget this feeling of getting stretched out for the first time. Oh, fuck me. Fuck me. Move those fucking hips. God, yes, yes. I love you. I love you so much. I'll see it as many times as I want. I fucking love you. Oh, you're so out of my league. It hurts, but I still love you. I'll never stop loving you. I've had to watch you from afar for all this time, and I couldn't do anything but just sit there with all these pent-up emotions. But now, I finally have you all to myself. I can finally show you just how much I've been yearning for you. Oh, come here. Come here. Kiss me. Kiss me while I fuck you. So good. I'm a pretty good kisser, right? You don't have to answer. I know I am. I spent so much time practicing with a mannequin, imagining it was you. And my pillow and plushies are fucking soaked from everything I've done to them. But nothing beats the real thing right in front of me. Oh, fuck. I can't wait to try on everything else I was practicing for. So much to experiment with. Might have to be for our second and third times, though. You wouldn't mind, right? I'm sure you don't. Oh, you're fucking salivating over the thought. I'll get so much experience from fucking you over and over again. I'll never stop. I want you as mine forever. You're probably used to using girls up and throwing them away afterwards, but not me. I'll always be here. I'll never go away. Even if you hate me, you'll never get rid of me. You'll always think back to this, craving the feeling of my pussy squeezing you out. I'll carve out a space in your head where I'll always exist. No matter what happens to me, you'll never forget. You'll learn to be careful about playing with people's feelings. To have some fucking empathy. Take in that lesson. Take it in. With every fucking thrust. Fuck, fuck. I'm getting close. Good God. This feels so different with someone else. This is all I've ever wanted, to share this bliss with you. You better come as well. With me, do it with me. Coming at the same time, it'd be perfect. I need it. I need you to come inside me. Breed me as I come. Please breed me. Fuck. Read me, fill me up. Oh God, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come all over your cock. Please come with me. Please, 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 Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for letting me lose it to you. I love you. Can you see it back for once? That's fine if you can't. Actions speak louder than words anyways. I know you wouldn't let me do this to you if you didn't love me to some extent, at least. I forgot my flasks. You wouldn't happen to have, like, a little cup or something, would you? Oh, I wanted to keep a sample of your cum. Not to do anything weird with it, but just for, safekeeping? Damn, guess not. I'll try to keep most of it inside me till I can properly store it. So, would you maybe want to hang out after today? Like, even just as friends? I was being a little rude to you earlier, calling you a bunch of names and just kind of assuming things. I'm sorry. It was a real low point and I kind of lost it. That's not me, honestly. I want to make it up to you somehow. Maybe if you gave me your number, we could talk about it over some ramen at my place. It's the cheap stuff, but I make it my own way and added a bunch of things to make it, like, special, you know? Here, wait. I'll just leave my number on the letter you gave me. I'll just untie you and let you think about it. I'm telling you, I make a pretty good broth. You don't want to miss out on it. Call me, okay? See you in class later.